Louis L'Amour, Milo Talon, page 94. All of a sudden, a saddled horse came out of a shallow draw right in front of me and started toward the herd. I'd started to head it when I heard hoofs, and turning my horse fast, I saw myself facing two riders. They were more surprised than I was, and I had my rifle in my hands. "You boys the rustlers who stampeded Shelby horses? Rustlers? Who you calling rustlers? We was looking for that damn Mexican, that's all. Likely story. You say you're looking for a quiet, peaceful man, right, minding his own business, herding Shelby horses. Well, Shelby's riding over here, and I'll just read your brands to him. If you know Shelby, he'll be after you boys with a rope. Last time anybody messed with Shelby's stock, he hung three of them in a nice, neat row. He'd be glad to do the same for you boys." The other cowhand was growing a bit nervous.
"Wally, let's get out of here."
Then he said to me,
"We're not bothering Shelby's stock. We was just looking for the feller."
"Who is Shelby's hand?" I said. "Go ahead. Look, it's your neck that'll be stretched." "I don't like you," Wally said. "I got a good notion to you." "Better have another notion that beats that one," I said, "because I don't like you either." It was time I got back to Pablo, but I did not dare go where these might follow, and I intended to take his horse. "Who are you anyway?" Wally demanded. "I got a notion to any time," I said. He dearly wanted to, but he looked at me, and he looked at that Winchester, and he looked back at me again. His tongue touched his lips, and he looked at me again. It was almost as if he was drawing me a picture. He was just wondering if he could draw and fire before I could fire. Now, most anybody in his right mind would know there was no way he was going to beat me. But when a man fills his mind with how tough he is, he definitely is not in his right mind. He's got to prove something. My eyes were on Wally, but they took in the other man, too. "You," I said, "you with the blue shirt. Are you in this, or do you want to live?"
"I'm looking for the Mexican," he says. "Just what we were sent to do, and that's all. Wally, come on. Let's ride."
"You ride," he says. And then, still drawing the picture, he says, "All right. I'll ride along with you." He started to turn his horse, and as he did, he drew his pistol. He was medium fast and completely dead. He had the pistol clear, and his face was shining with triumph. He'd show me. Why, he would show this. The jolt of the .44 didn't knock him out of the saddle, but it let air through him from one side to the other.